USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. As the COVID emergency ends tonight, so does the COVID-linked regulations that have let the Border Patrol more easily deport some people seeking asylum in the USA. Border towns like San Diego, El Paso, and Brownsville are bracing for a tsunami of people trying to apply for asylum.
We've been prepared for the unknown, and we still don't know what the unknown is because we don't know what will be coming.
That's El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser. Just across the border in Juarez, Mexico, NBC correspondent Tom Yamas has been watching people line up and await their turn to apply.
I'd say 90% of them have come from Venezuela. They are fleeing the Maduro regime, and they have walked for months to reach this point, and they've come to this reality, and they think they're going to be allowed in, and in many cases, they probably will not. They will be deported.
On Capitol Hill, the House is set to vote on a Republican-backed immigration bill. Here's Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
We will pass on the floor the strongest border security this country has ever seen.
Democrats like Jesus Garcia of Illinois don't see it that way.
This is one of the most cruel immigration bills ever presented to Congress in modern history.
Garcia says the bill would finish the border wall, something another Democrat calls medieval. The bill's likely to pass the House and unlikely to go anywhere in the Democrat-controlled Senate. Home prices are stagnant, interest rates continue to rise, and that means sagging confidence in real estate. A Gallup poll finds 34% of those asked believe real estate's the best long-term investment. Last year, that number was 45%. The Labor Department says the number of us applying for unemployment benefits last week was more than 264,000, well above expectations, and perhaps more evidence of a cooling economy. We will all find out tonight where, who, and when our favorite NFL teams will be playing this fall. The league is releasing its full schedule. This is USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
A bill moving through the Texas state legislature that was originally supposed to ban drag shows now makes no mention of drag shows. Instead, it would ban sexually explicit or suggestive performances while minors are present. And opponents say that could be a problem.
This bill creates a brand new category of criminal offense that is unnecessary and unconstitutional.
That's Brian Klosterboer of the ACLU of Texas, who says the bill contains no definition of exactly what would be banned.
Any police officer will have nearly unbridled discretion because there's no way to know what is a sexual performance.
But one supporter of the original bill says the broad reach of the new language could be a positive. He told the State House hearing it would be a huge blessing to see this bill ban R-rated movies. The bill's passed the Texas State Senate and continues to be under consideration in the State House. The Los Angeles suburb of Pico Rivera is taking the strongest steps yet in trying to crack down on street racing and street takeovers. A new ordinance allows the city to permanently seize cars caught illegally doing donuts or blocking intersections. And anyone present at a street takeover could be charged with a misdemeanor in order to pay a $2,000 fine. Longtime action movie star Dolph Lundgren says he's been waging the biggest fight of his life the past 8 years, kidney and liver cancer. He says chemotherapy has helped and he appreciates every day. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with new Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.